Big Fatty, the home of the most disgusting toilet, and oh my god, Big Fatty smells, I can't describe the rank. First of all, an inch of probably what is urine on the Big Fatty, and it smells like Big Fatty. We've cleaned that since 1965. Big Fatty is rank. Big Fatty, it's like a barnyard or something like that. It's just, I don't know. I almost went into the bathroom and then I opened the door and I was like, oh god, Big Fatty, but I'll just wait. And so that's what I did. I just held Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 125 of the BFO for Thursday, the 24th of July, 2008, and y'all, that makes this episode of the BFO my quasquicentennial episode. Say that three times fast, or just say it twice, once. Oh, Lord, y'all. My quasquicentennial, I'm nipply just thinking about that. Yeah. So, anyway, how about that? Who knew that was even possible? But, what can I say? Blah, 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 blah. But, y'all, I have a couple of things to talk to you about today. Now, first of all, before I go any further, Miss Princess Hannah, you know, who sends the Fat One along with Miss Kathy the Pepsi points. By the way, we're up to about 69, I think, was the number we hit today. Princess Hannah wanted me to throw out, as opposed to throw up, as in whole. That didn't work. Okay. If any of y'all save the Dr. Pepper points or whatever, she has some codes that she'll be happy to send to you. So just let me know if you do the Dr. Pepper thing, because Big Fatty ain't doing Dr. Pepper and Pepsi and all that kind of shit. So anyway, if you're interested, let me know and I'll put you in touch with the Princess Hannah, who, by the way, has added herself to the listener map. And I don't think I have mentioned that, but anyway, that's exactly what she has done. Now, y'all, I have a cast. I have cast the show, and I have the people that I want. I got a couple little rehearsal conflicts, but I think that the youth of America that Big Fatty has cast in his production of Biloxi Blues by Neil Simon, produced in association with Samuel French Incorporated, I think that they will be able to do fine, and I've come up with a rehearsal schedule, and y'all, you think you've got a long time to rehearse, and I'm sure by the time the show opens, you'll be sick and tired of rehearsing, but y'all, just looking at it, there ain't a whole lot of time out there. So, anyway, they better get the asses in gear. Plus, you know, tonight I have to tell them that they need to start doing push-ups. Now, last night, as part of the callback audition, we had the underpants audition, and I had told each of them that they needed to come to auditions wearing boxer shorts, because at some point I was going to tell them to take their clothes off, and that they needed to just be standing there in their underwear, and then I'd have them remove their shirts, just because, you know, the show is set in 1943, so, you know, you really can't have Ozzy Osbourne tattoos all over you be expected to be cast. But there are a few tattoos, but I think we'll have to cover some of them with some Max Factor, perhaps. And we'll see how it all turns out. But I'm excited, and Wednesday night we had the first read-through of the show, and that went well. And tonight, Thursday night, will be the first actual rehearsal where Big Fatty gives them their blocking. And you know, we've already discussed what blocking is. It's their movements and all. And then we'll, once they get that down, then we'll start working on characters and things like that. So, Yeah. So, y'all, before I let the time get away from me, I'm going to go ahead and play some Memory Lane music. Well, y'all, there is no clue for today's Memory Lane music, because as we all know, the cartoon Memory Lane music generally has the name of the show in it, because, you know, these shows are for children. But, you know, really, the cartoons are, you know, well-received by the adults as well. And, y'all, today I am going to play two different versions of this cartoon Memory Lane music, and that way you can sing along with two of them. So here we go. Well, y'all, I hope you recognize two of the themes from Casper the Friendly Ghost. He was a protagonist of the famous studio's theatrical animated cartoon series of the same name. Obviously, he was a ghost, but was quite personal. Personable. And according to the 1995 feature film Casper, his last name was MacFadden, making his name Casper MacFadden. Now, Casper was created in the 1930s by New York City native Seymour Wright and Joe Oriolo, the former devising the idea of the character and the latter providing illustrations. Now, Casper went on to become one of the most famous properties from the famous studio. Alfred Harvey, founder and publisher of Harvey Comics, began producing Casper comic books in 1952 and 1957. Casper was featured in theatrical shorts, and he went on to be included in the Fun Day Funnies on ABC in 1959, which happened to introduce the Barbie doll. Now, new cartoons were created for the new Casper cartoon show in 1963, which also ran on ABC. So, there you go. That's Casper the Friendly Ghost. Yeah. Yeah. Now, y'all, Big Fatty, you know, I put out the shout out, I've decided to call it, to some different folks who Big Fatty hadn't heard from, that he's afraid that they've been doing a little pod fading, some listener pod fading. And there are some others that also should have been on that list, but, you know, I'll mention some of them later. So if you think you're going to get mentioned on an upcoming pod-fading finger-pointing thing, you know, you can always just give Big Fatty a call and say, "Big Fatty, I'm still listening!" Or tell me what you've been doing. But, y'all, I have received some voice letters from a few individuals just to confirm that they have not unsubscribed.
Hello?
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 Hello.
Hi.
How you doing there? Yellow.
Hello.
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 Yo.
Hello.
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 Hey, Big Fatty. This is Peter from Atlanta, Georgia, also known as Apollonius. And you mentioned a couple of podcasts ago that you were looking at cookies that involved bacon in the cookies, maple syrup frosting on top of the cookies, and then perhaps additional slices of bacon. This made me think of a Big Gay Sketch Show sketch called The Paula Deen Diet, where they had such wonderful foods that came to your house so you could sit and eat. Things like the ham and frosting sandwich between two pieces of additional ham, and the egg and flan and cheese and bacon and sausage muffin McMuffin. So, I don't know. I think the idea was it was supposed to be horrifying, but maybe you'd find that tasty. I don't know. Either way, still love your show, and you were asking for voicemails, so I figured I would go ahead and make one. Hope you're having a good day, and I hope that you have a good week. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, thank you, Peter Apollonius, or that's not to be confused with Peter Potamus, who was also a cartoon character. But, y'all, the Paula Deen diet sounds good. That ham with frosting? Ah, yum. So, well, thank you very much, Peter Apollonius. And, y'all, he's a little soft-spoken, so I hope you could hear that. But, you know, if you couldn't, then you can at least hear me. And you can hear somebody from halfway around the world.
Big Fatty! Hello. G'day, Big Fatty. I've got a good gosh and a gay for you. The good is that, as you can hear, I survived having my gallbladder taken out 2 weeks ago. Yes, that's why I haven't been calling you, because been trying to recover from that. The gosh is the fact that the iPhone is $850 in Australia, a total rip-off. And not only that, but I've rung every store in Brisbane and none of them have them, except Telstra, but they have crappy deals. And the gay is Cass and Kim, which is an Australian kind of sitcom, kind of fake reality TV show about this mother and daughter who are absolutely tragic. And I cannot imagine how it could translate to America. The American Office was pretty bad, but I can't imagine how the humor would translate at all. But anyway, bye.
Well, bye, Scotty. It sounded like he was falling asleep there. But, you know, Big Fatty does have that effect on the men's. You know, you just get around Big Fatty and you need to go to sleep, you know. Scotty has had the gallbladder surgery. How dare that bladder have the gall to need to be removed? Y'all, I don't know where the gallbladder is, or I don't know what the fuck it does either, but obviously sometimes it has to be removed. And at least, Scotty, it was not colonoctomy. I don't know. Maybe, you know, you could have picked up something from, you know, Boston or something and had to have it removed. And speaking of things from Boston.
Big Fatty, this is Brian from Boston calling. I must take umbrage with your assertion that I was pod fading. You are quite mistaken. I've been listening to every single show that you put out every single day, so I am still here. Just want to let you know. Bye-bye.
Y'all, did Brian from Boston say he wanted to take my umbrage? Y'all, that's almost as good as the Apple Snack Store opening here on Saturday. And you know what else it's almost as good as? It's almost as good as a call from someone who has a little tasty jewelry, uh-huh.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Diane calling from Tasty Jewelry. I just wanted to give you a call because you called me out on your show about being a pod fader, and I didn't want you to think that that was the case. I listen every day, and I've been enjoying your show, and sorry that I haven't called any time sooner. It's just that I get real busy with work. And, oh, okay, well, excuses. So I'm calling now, and I just want to let you know how ruined your show is and how awesome you are. I loved hearing all your stories about Palm Springs and when you were in Florida, and watching you do the Wii was fun. So keep it up. And, ooh, that sounded good. Keep it up and and have fun this week with your busy week. And I'll talk to you soon. Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you too, Diane from Tasty Jewelry. You know, she's down there in the Texas also. And, you know, they're getting... They're down there singing the Hello Dolly, I believe, because I hope all is well with you, Diane, and that you are not having to deal with the weather too bad. And y'all, we will close out today as we'll close out the voice letters anyway, as we began today with another voice letter from Peter Potamus, Epidermis, I don't know.
Hello to you, Big Fatty! This is Peter from Atlanta, also known as Apollonius, and I just wanted to say I am envious, because when I sit there and beg and plead for people to call into my podcast, you know, maybe I'll get one or two, and they're usually friends I managed to catch on IM and berate into doing it. You seem to just have that, oh, what's the word, gravity, that just pulls everyone in. So when you ask for a podcast, everyone does it. Or not for a podcast, for a message. Oh, this voicemail's ruined. But, you know, you have taught me that even if something is ruined, it is still god-awful wonderful. So thank you so much for your podcast, and I hope you're having a good week, and I will talk to you later. Bye.
Well, thank you there, Peter. And, y'all, you heard what Peter says. When Big Fatty asks for it, you better respond. Peter, I think the whole secret is that people are afraid that Big Fatty is either going to sit on them, or that there's going to be some sort of colonic explosion, or he is going to put on the leather and go into horror mode when dealing with people if they don't call the voice letter line. Now, y'all, I've got just a couple of more that I'm going to play on tomorrow's show. But, you know, if you want to be included and be... like all the cool kids, then you can call Big Fatty's number, and it is 206-337-1438, and you can just go ahead and program that into your new iPhone like my eldest daughter has done. That it would be Holly from the We're Mean Because You're Stupid. And y'all, I heard that she has a very special telephone ring for when I call her, and I'd like to play that ring for you right now. So if Fatty Daddy calls Princess Holly, Fairy Princess Holly, here's what it sounds like. Well, y'all, I love that, by the way. Y'all, I got so many requests to do the second verse of the birthday song that Julie Andrews sang at her birthday at Radio City Music Hall. You know, it was to the tune of My Favorite Things, that I'm going to close out today's show with that. And here is the second verse of that song. Hot tea and crumpets and corn pads and for bunions. No spicy hot food or food cooked with onions. Bathrobes and heating pads and hot meals they bring. These are a few of my favorite things. Well, I guess I'll just have to finish it tomorrow. You may have to hear that part again. Y'all, I want to thank all of you who called into the BFO, and for all of you who have gone over to the www and left some comments over there. I do appreciate it. And for all of you for wishing me good luck with the casting of the Biloxi Blues, and we'll see how that all ends up turning out. And I guess that I will be back for a little Friday show for you, and I'm just gonna go and have some Quasqui Centennial cupcakes, or what do you have at a Quasqui Centennial? I mean, maybe just something old and bacon smelling. You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.